My happy place, my friend. I come to the grub and I find myself a friend.
Welcome to the grub.
My name is Ben.
My name is Greg.
And I'm fuckhead.
You always have to do a muck around one.
Now I'm Anne Edmonds, otherwise known as
Ed-eye.
In circles.
Ed-eye.
Ed-eye, come over here and touch this.
Edo is wearing a hat that says Edo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we walked into the cafe and she's like, all right, I'm famous.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
She's like, wearing a hat.
You're wearing a hat.
I'm sick of people coming up to me and being like, Edo.
You've got a hat that says Edo. Where did you even get that?
Yeah, what's
I made it myself.
Did you make it for a purpose? Did you just simply go, I'm going to make a hat that says Edo?
I was at a market and they were doing hat making. I'm like, pop me an Edo on there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about selling them. I reckon I could sell these as merch.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think it's a hot prop.
Yeah.
Hot
yeah.
property, baby.
I wouldn't wear it, but.
Yes, you would.
We should all wear Edo hats.
Edo hats?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Give us a hat, man.
I'm a brand. I'm a lifestyle. It's Edo.
It's Edo. What does Edo mean to you, Greg?
Just good hat.
Yeah.
You know, like a good hat.
Good girl, good hat.
Good girl, good hat.
To me.
That sounds real. Good girl.
Good girl, hat.
Good girl.
Come sit over here.
To me, Edo means falling off stuff.
Yeah.
You had another little spill.
Yeah. I can't tell the story though.
Yeah.
Because it's a secret. I'll be able to tell it in next week's ep, what happened when I fell off the step. It's a
but
doozy.
She's done it again, ladies.
I sprained my ankle, yes, and I've re-sprained it. It was coming good, and now I went and had an ultrasound. They said, this is amazing. None of these ligaments are snapped. That afternoon, I was like, all right, I'll snap them then.
I'll prove you wrong.
So anyway, you can't tell us the story of how it snapped
now.
So we have to wait until next week to find out.
And it's a good one.
It's a banger.
Mm. Oh, well, there's a to be continued for you.
Yeah.
I was in Perth and I'm not dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
There are two things in Perth. There's meth heads and then there's boomers.
Mm. Yep.
And that's it.
Some of them are the same person.
Oh, imagine a boomer on meth.
What would that be like?
Where's me bloody house that I own? I'm so high, I can't find it.
Keep the noise down. I can't find my meth. But Ben, like before the Perth grub listeners, hello to all four of you.
Mm.
Get angry and rebel. You are from Perth, so it's like someone.
Yeah. Mm.
That's got a disability is allowed to make jokes about disability.
That's right.
Mm.
Exactly.
So go on.
It's like Perth is like a car park with a pair of fake tits next to a nice beach.
Mm. That's cool.
Yeah. Did you witness how many violent episodes did you witness?
Surprisingly, like quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not surprising.
I lived in Chicago for quite some time and sometimes I'd go to the south side of Chicago.
South of the tracks.
Which has a stigma of being violent.
Mm.
And I have felt safer there than I have walking in Northbridge at really any point during the day.
Mm. Well, Tourism WA, hit us up.
Yeah. It's dangerous. It's angry. Everyone's angry in Perth. I'm like, you've got some of the most beautiful beaches possibly in the world.
It went
Why
bust,
are you
though,
so angry?
It?
Yeah. They get the boom town.
I'm not allowed, because I'm not from Perth and I've never been to Perth, I'm not allowed to make fun of Perth people. But you're all scum rats and I hate you all and I hope you all die of methamphetamine overdoses.
Can you?
But I will be in Perth at the end of Feb at a bunch of comedy clubs, so look out for me then.
Mm. Yeah.
You can kick his head in a couple of weeks.
Come down and kick Greg's head in.
Fight you all individually. Line up and we will begin a battle royale.
Can I please exclude from this the people of Fremantle?
Yes.
Wonderful place.
Wonderful place.
Isn't that a different place anyway?
Technically, it's a different, it's a satellite city.
Yeah.
Mm. Just like
open-minded. Generous, lot of mums with 8 babies, no immunizations, that kind of town.
Yeah, it's a hippie place.
Where'd you get all them babies at the same time? How come all your babies are the same age?
Oi, man, where'd you get them babies, dude?
Hey, you're breastfeeding all them babies, man.
Introducing a fantastic new filter for your television, the Goldblum. You can put this filter across any movie and superimpose Jeff Goldblum into the action. Like When Harry Met Sally.
I'll have what she's having.
Forrest Gump.
Make me into a bird so I can fly far away from here. Oh,
here. Top Gun.
I got the need. The need for speed.
Filter not to be used in conjunction with existing Jeff Goldblum movies like Jurassic Park.
I'm chaotician. Jurassic Park as you forgot to. No one's asking whether we could, or should be asking whether we should.
You're so worried about me.
We're so worried about really tiny, tiny microscopic imperfections. I can't run down your finger. Dinosaurs.
Running, screaming. Oh wow!
Life finds a way.
I was just thinking about how we were just saying that you can make fun of Perth if you're from Perth, and I just realised that there's a. You know, there's something I can do that I'd never do.
Oh, what? That you can make fun of?
Yeah. Fat people.
Yeah.
Well, I'm that fat. I'm the fattest cunt going round. Like, I am so.
You're fat, but you're also quite tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good spread.
Yeah, you spread out.
I really do spread out. But I'm real fat.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess so. Like, if you're happy for that to be.
Yeah.
On that, put that card on the table.
Yeah. I'm Play a big the fat. Fat card. I haven't been playing the fat card.
Do you identify as fat?
I mean, I don't know whether it matters because when I get on the scales, my scales identify me as fat.
You can identify as thin and still be fat.
But you may get you might be able to get yourself into like a comedy guide, for example, that where you tick boxes about what you identify as, and one of them is fat.
Yeah, one of them is fat. I can say I'm fat, I'm kinky.
Are you kinky?
I would challenge you on that.
You don't know.
What's the weirdest shit you've ever done?
Run us through your kinks.
Yeah. Let's have a look.
Kink fatty.
I'm trying to talk about how fat I am here.
What would you like to say? What joke do you want to do?
Well, okay, admittedly, you've caught me unprepared.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a joke about fat people.
But I've
realized that I can, and there's things I can do, and maybe I should start, is what I'm saying.
Would you consider driving in your car, perhaps down to, I don't know, the St. Kilda foreshore, and sitting in your car, winding down the window, and when a fat person walks past, just yell out, "Hey, fatso!"
I could legally.
You could, yeah.
Legally, I think I'm allowed to. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
legally, I'm allowed to do that.
You're not going to get.
Well, yes, but. I could say it in the same, like, but I could look at another fat person and go, "Oi, fatty, what's up?" And they'll be like, "Yeah, nothing, fatty."
Do you reckon if you went to woke court, you could defend yourself?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Without getting cancelled.
I reckon I can defend myself without getting cancelled. I just get on the scales. I take off my shirt. I feel a lot of people, when I take off my shirt, that's when they go, whoa, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you can see, it's more visceral when the shirt's off. And I wear a lot of black, so it might look like I'm not as fat as.
To be fair, I think they'll get it walking up the stairs. You'll get real sweaty and buffed.
Yeah. Now, Ben,
yeah?
What you're doing, I'll take you to woke court over that statement.
Oh, no. So
you skinny little runt.
You can't say
I've got
that.
A tum, though.
But what I can...
That's unexpected. Get the camera.
I've
got a camera. Hang on.
Yeah, you film that.
I'll just hang on.
We'll film that. Check out our Instagram.
Collect evidence.
We'll have Ben slapping his tummy.
Okay, keep talking.
But to be honest, Ben... This to me is very similar to blackface. This is what's going on right now. This is not. You are appropriating fat people culture by pretending you've got a tummy. It's like having a tan and saying you know.
Give me your one.
Hang on, I'll just get my camera out.
I'm not logged in as the grub.
Yeah, I got it.
That's okay. Gonna pick up real nice.
Here we go.
I've got a couple of CDs for sale, songs in this key of tum.
You see, you can tell you're not that fat because that's making a really hollow sound. So what I'm going to do is really get into it.
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah, what a jam. What a hot jam.
Check out our festival show. Tum.
Tum and tum.
Tum and tum.
We'll be right back.
Triple R sponsor, Magic Tuesdays, an open mic night of stand-up comedy and laughs. Come on down and sign up to get your chance to experience stand-up comedy and give it a go as much as you want. We've got people of all ages coming down. Book for corporate events or just come on down for a laugh. Help confidence grow and have fun doing it and be part of a great community with Magic Tuesday's open mic comedy night. We've got acts all the time. Here's a sample of some of the great routines you can have a chance at being a part of here at Magic Tuesday's open mic comedy night. Used to be a hairdresser. This woman comes in with a picture of Jennifer Aniston. She says, I want to look like that. And I said, it's a pair of scissors, not a magic wand.
Oh, I'm single. I know. You wouldn't believe it. Oh, eyes up here, fellas.
Oi, who here reckons you can't say the N-word?
Okay, guys, so you guys love music. I'm going to do some loop pedal stuff.
Recently divorced, and my girlfriends are like, Jenny, go and try stand-up comedy. So here I am. Kids, get off Mum's Tinder.
Bloody Tinder, you know. Swipe left on that, swipe right on that.
Anyone here on Tinder? Yeah, I was swiping right the other day and matched with this girl, and then she said, can I send you a dick pic? And I went, wait a minute, I thought this was a Sheila.
Oh, you're on that Tinder, girls? You're on that Tinder? Okay, you're swiping left. Oh, dick pic, no thanks.
Anyone here on Tinder? Yeah, I'm so single. Even Tinder swiped left on me.
I work with spastics.
Mate, you can't say that.
I do work with people who are disabled. I'm allowed to say spastic. Mate, I work for them.
Fuck you, mate.
No, fuck you, mate.
Fuck you, mate.
You get up here and tell a joke, you
fuck
fucking
off.
Cunt.
Fuck
you
off.
Fucking cunt.
Fuck off.
Fuck you.
Magic Tuesday's open mic comedy night at West Hawthorne Hotel. Tuesday nights, get down at 7 o'clock to sign up. Show starts at 8:30. Come on down to Magic Tuesday's open mic comedy night and join a part of this fun. As you may or may not know, the Grub is very lucky to have partnered with a fantastic sponsor and patron, Orbis. And so we just wanted to share just a quick thoughts and ideas of how Orbis has touched us in our personal development. Greg, I know that you are a big fan of Orbis and what they've done. They've touched you both personally and professionally.
Well, absolutely. You know, when I need to create and put stuff out there, you know, Orbis has given me those development tools to be able to, you know, have my work, you know, exfoliated and improved and creative. And yeah, Orbis is there, and it I couldn't do it without it.
Edo, you're one of Australia's favourite faces, and Orbis has helped you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what I love the most is the creative pond option, where you know you're stuck on a content deliverable, and you just throw it into the creative pond.
Yeah.
8 or 9 lily pads will pop up, and then it's a matter of like sifting through that stuff, and Orbis can. Like has helped me sift. Yeah. I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, it's sometimes. It's a sift assist. It's and those the lily pads. I can't live without them. Those lily pads. You pop them up and you get a feedback loop and it's all there.
I remember you called me up in the middle of the night, Greg, and you were like, "I'm having trouble with this point to point transfer. I'm not entirely sure.
The connectivity.
I just feel disconnected and I'm spinning out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I said, "Do yourself a favor. Get onto Orbis, download the app, connect up."
And that's the thing. And it syncs with every device you have. And that's what really impressed me the most about Orbis was just ease of use and the creativity.
Yeah. Multi-platform realization.
The creator is at the center of the circle that takes in PDFs, emails, website, but also that stuff you can't measure.
It's
like
made
impact.
By,
impact. Impact, in, spasm, everything.
The thing
in
I love it is
in
that it's
the sphere.
It's made creatives.
Exactly.
By creatives.
Yeah.
To be creative.
Yeah. If you're a creative or a content professional or anyone who plays across mixed media spaces,
totally.
You're going to love Orbis and you're going to really, you know, find what you need with Orbis.
Get on there, download the app, change your world, change your creative world.
Kick up to the next level.
Yeah.
Kick it up.
Yeah.
Orbis.
And be a part of it.
Yeah.
Orbis.
Guys, I have something that I've brought in on my computer.
Oh, yeah.
That I would like to show you and get your reaction to.
I hope it's not another grievance, Greg.
No, it's not. And also, you don't have to. I'm not doing this for, you know, comedy purposes. It's this basically what's happened.
Isn't it?
Well, basically what's happened is I was up at my parents' house and I found a CD from my old band. I used to be in a punk band.
I found an old CD of mine too.
Really?
Yeah. Like a country CD, and I really got angry and I scrunched it and I threw it in the bin.
Oh. Well, I was going to say you could bring that in and play it. But
it's gone.
It's gone.
Dead.
Well, basically what's happened is I've got one of the songs from my old band, and I would like to hear your opinion. No, but you don't have to.
This is awkward, Greg. You don't gather people together and go, "Can you listen to this thing I've done?"
What was your band called?
We were called the Feminazis, and we were like a really we were a political.
Oh, you were before your time.
We were a political band. We had stuff to say about gender and equality. Oh. Like we would wear dresses on stage. No, I would wear a black dress and I'd have a Spice Girls t-shirt over the top. I was kind of like this goth punk kind of thing. And we did a lot of songs about the government and about society. No, seriously. Like
I would sound like my worst nightmare.
I would love to play this song and just get your opinion on the song.
Okay.
And just to preface it though, I do apologize in advance. The CD was really dirty and the audio quality is not great.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That'll help.
This is a song by the Feminazis, and the song title is called People's Army. And I'd love to hear your thoughts, so I'll play it now.
Hey, I just had a revolutionary idea. What? Let's raise the People's Army and seize control of the state.
This first voice is me singing.
Damn government and all
You haven't changed.
I just want to say, like, that lyric, if you didn't hear it, there's actually two singers. I was the first singer. There was a second singer there. But I wrote all these lyrics. And that line that was just played was, fuck the capitalist goddamn government and all their corporations.
Yeah.
What a hot take.
It's interesting to know that you haven't changed. You've just moved medium. So now instead of metal and
this
punk.
This is punk. This is not metal.
Whatever. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Look.
You've just changed mediums from music to Twitter. You just yell into the abyss.
And thank God you're not at that earnest anymore.
Yeah.
Let's just keep listening. Let's keep listening. That's me singing now.
What was that?
That line was so tighten up your fucking army boots. Don't let the cunts bring you down.
Sick.
And the line that's about to be said is question what you've been told. So
I'll my just... dad's a cop.
But musically though, you...
it's actually not.
Keep listening.
Great.
That's me screaming.
I can't. What are those words? Discount?
Cash cow?
Cash cow? Criticize?
No. The lyrics were bash, kill, drink, destroy.
Oh, bash, kill.
Bash, kill,
drink,
destroy.
That's not a good message.
It was the whole thing was bash, kill, drink, destroy, fuck, live, love, die. And then at the end I go bash, kill, drink, destroy.
I have never in all my years understood that form of singing where people go, oh, I am what I said, the devil, what I am. I just don't. I like all sorts of things, but that I can't come at that.
I just think it was, I think, you know, it's a really powerful song, and I think it still holds up today, and it says sort of what's going on.
So anyway, the army of who? Anarchists?
People's army, yeah, just the people.
And then what was going to happen?
Rise up against the corporations and the capitalist government.
How?
And then what?
By tightening up your army boots and then bash, kill, drink, destroy.
So bash, kill, what, anyone in your path kind of thing. Quite a violent sort of Soviet.
Yeah. What do you do then? Are you a tankie?
What's a tanky?
A tanky is like a communist who believes the only change is through driving the tanks in.
Maybe. But this is in the past.
Is it?
This was something that I was 17 when we recorded this. But your thought, so did you like the song?
Coming up
Let's
next.
Let's go to a sketch.
Welcome back to Gardening Australia. So we're out here in the middle of the South Australian desert where nothing much grows. It's pretty arid. So why are we here? Well, there's one garden that's flourishing, and that's the garden of Mr. and Mrs. Roger and Tanya Miller. So I had a chat with them to see what their secret is. Roger, Tanya, how you doing?
Hello, how are you, George?
Hello.
It's great to be here. Yeah. We love the program.
Yeah. Oh, love it, yeah. So love it.
You've got a great garden here. I can see petunias, tulips.
The agapanthers are out.
Colours, all your colours. You've got your kangaroo foot that's here.
Yeah. It's wonderful. And the great thing about those is that, you know, they don't need much water, but some of them do. Your petunias obviously
I've got
need.
Poppies coming up.
Yeah, some they need these, quite a few.
So some of these flowers and plants need a lot of water, but we're here in an arid area. How is this possible? How did you find all this water? Where does it come from?
Well, it's a little bit of a funny story. Me and Tanya, we've always dreamed of a lush garden ever since we were just, you know, in the young 20s.
Yeah, first married and all that, and he said a garden.
Yeah.
We've always dreamed, but housing prices as they were
escalated. We went through that absolute roof.
Could have had to move about and out and out. And anyway, I was surveying this land, very dry land, and all of a sudden I got a little tingle. My gooch started tingling, and sure enough, I dropped a ball down, and there's a huge aquifer just it's right underneath us where we're standing.
You wouldn't believe the size of it.
The size of the aquifer or the gooch?
Both.
Both are quite large.
My gooch has a way that it tingles. It's quite a long one, and as a result, it picks up when there's water around, and I get a good tingle.
It's really got magical qualities.
Yeah. Can I just clarify too? When you say your gooch, what are we referring to here? What exactly is a gooch?
The gooch, otherwise known as the perineum, is the seam of skin that runs from the balls to the anus. It's
the taint. Some people would call that the taint.
The banus.
I've heard banus. Bifkin. I've heard Bifkin.
It's a birkin.
The grundle.
The derf.
Oh, the grunt. Yeah, I've heard it called a grundle. The chotis.
The chin strap.
The briar patch.
The derf.
You might call it the briar patch.
No man's land.
The grit.
Skid row.
The Nifkin. Smelly.
The smelly bridge.
The penis. The norg. The spab.
The danger zone.
The chotis.
The chotis.
Skid row. The smelly bridge.
No man's land.
I did say that.
The ute, the twent.
Have we said grundle?
I did say grundle.
Grendel?
Yes. Grendel, yes.
Nonetheless, it's a wonderful instrument. It picks up when things are wet.
That's right. And I can, as a result, I always know when Tanya's feeling a little randy.
I can barely have a sexual thought to myself these days. Not even about him, about Roger. Right. And he's sniffing around and he's trying to sort of bend me over or show me the flowers.
So your gooch is that powerful, it can pick up moisture anywhere?
It can pick up moisture anywhere. As a result, family gatherings, I try not to ask for a glass of water because it can tingle quite. It's quite a lovely sensation.
If I was to get my glass of water here, I'm just going to get a glass. If I start holding this near your gooch now, are you feeling something there?
Definitely, there he goes.
Yeah.
Could I take a look at the gooch? Could you take your pants off and spread your legs up so I can just see, so we can get a good look at this gooch that we're talking about?
Absolutely.
Do you need a hand, love? Do you want me to?
No, I've got this. Thanks, Tan.
All right, love.
So as you see here.
Big, isn't it? Is that as big, isn't it?
That is the biggest gooch I've ever seen. Oh. That's a taint to be proud of.
The South Australian government's interested in that.
It's probably, I sort of attribute it similar to, you know how dolphins can echolocate. There's another sense, and I believe that this kind of has that sense in it.
And you believe it's like an oasis in the desert that he's created with that gooch.
Gooch. And can I, do you mind if I grab the gooch? Real quick.
Oh, that's my area.
Well, I just want to have a, because I can get both my hands onto this gooch. I can get big handfuls of gooch. It sort of hangs down as well.
That's giving it a jingle. Have you got the sweaty palms there?
I can tell that you're a bit nervous. Don't sweaty. Be nervous.
Well, I'm nervous around this tremendous gooch. Also called the Klingon's forehead is another way to describe the gooch.
That's a new one.
The Humber Bridge.
The Humber Bridge.
Scrasshole. The Westgate. The Balti.
The Tween.
And
can I ask if your gooch...
Scruddocks.
This is quite a magic gooch.
It's a magical gooch.
It seems like it has a lot of powers. Can I ask if it has the power...
Oh, hang on.
To blast off...
Well,
does your gooch contain that ability?
Well, we better blast off soon because there is a big storm approaching.
Can you feel that, love?
I do. I feel the clouds on the horizon. Probably about 2 hours away.
And that's the great, because I'm looking up, there's clear skies, but your gooch can detect.
Hey, don't no need for the bomb. I've got the bomb. if you know what I mean. It's my gooch. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the gooch. Your taint, your twain, your great divide, your great.
Anyway, it's probably about time. You're right that we blast it off. So.
I see the storm rolling in, so we better blast off and get out of this storm. Okay, so let's all grab onto the gooch.
Grab onto the gooch.
And three, two, one. Thanks for watching Garden in Australia. We'll be back next week with a man who's got a cactus up his bum.
Grub of the week?
Grub of the week.
Thanks for saying my name.
Oh, no.
Every time you say my name, I appear.
It's the grub.
Hello.
The official grub is here.
I done
knocking shit over.
I done embarrassing in the studio.
The grub has knocked over a microphone.
I'm fix it. Thank you. Sorry.
Grub, do you have a you of the week?
Was in living with Greg in his bum, and I had 8 lollies, and I had that lollies that go fizzy. You know, the ones, it's like a stingy on the tongue.
This is not really contributing much to.
No, but someone took my lollies.
To just clarify, you were in my bum eating fizzy lollies, and someone took your lollies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that person is grub of the week. Excuse me, I've got to get back in my hole.
Please do.
My grub of the week is an easy one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was that your hole that the grub just went into?
I think so. What's wrong? Why is the grub living in my ass and undies?
It's because it's around that chair.
Edo's knocking over the mic and keeps knocking it over.
I'm sorry, guys. I've got a bad hanky.
My grab of the week has got to be Perth.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Perth, the city.
Namely, the old white dude that was just yelling at this Aboriginal woman for no
beautiful.
Reason.
Beautiful.
Oh.
So thanks, Perth. You really put on a show for me, and it was gross.
Yeah.
Any other suggestions?
There's a guy living underneath me who is, like, I don't want to, I'm not a party pooper, but just loud music all day long. And I just left him a little note. I was like, man, I don't even mind the music, but just turn it down slightly because it's vibrating my whole apartment.
Yeah.
And now he's turned it up. So that's a juvenile response, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a very...
He's a grub.
It's not very neighbourly.
Set fire to his apartment. Then the problem is if you set fire to his apartment, then your
apartment... I'm going to go up in flames. That classic fucking chestnut.
Yeah, that's the bloody... He's probably one of the capitalists working for the machine.
Is that your grub of the week?
My grub of the week is capitalists and the corporations and the bloody governments.
Sick, dude. Which one? What do you reckon?
Perth.
Yeah,
Perth. It has to be Perth.
Perth is the grub of the week. You stinky, shitty city.
Love the beaches, though.
Used to be great. I grew up there. You know, it used to be a really good place, but now it's just kind of this angry, bitter old man that has beautiful beachfront property.
Don't leave, Perth listeners.
But just fix it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, to take us out, here is the Feminazis with a wonderful song about Medicare.
Like and subscribe and check out our Patreon.
The bonus episode.
That's not the Medicare song. That's the AIDS in Africa song.
Sorry. Like and Patreon.
Loving the bonus eps.
Yeah,
you're missing out.
I'm just trying to find the Medicare song. Where's the Medicare song?
For an epic.
Oh, here we go.
An epic bonus ep. It's like hour or 10.
Yeah, subscribe
and we've
to
all got shows at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
That's right,
fellas.
We do, yeah.
It's coming up. Here is the Feminazis with Medicare. See you later, guys.
Medicare.
We're talking about Johnny Howard there.
It sounds like you. It sounds like you doing them.
It sounds like you were successful too, because we've still got Medicare. It might have, guys fixed that.
You sound like what's his face? Scrubs.
Just listen to this. This is the chorus. It's keep your paws. 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 Keep your paws off my Medicare. Great bloody track. Absolutely.
See you next time. See ya.
We are an improv group.
Improv group.
Skish happens. Hey. And we are going to sing a song that has never been sung before.
Hey, Ben, what are we going to do?
We're going to sing a song that has never been sung before.
I'm going to sing a little bit of a song.
Can we have a suggestion from anything, from anyone about anything at all?
Toilet.
Oh, toilet. Here we go. cheeky. Toilet. And can we have a style of music, please?
Hip hop.
Hip hop. Let's break it down. A poof, a ch, a poof, poof, a ch,
a poof, a ch, a poof, poof, a ch. Hey, guys, I'm getting up early in the morning, going to toilet, and my brother's there.
Ooh, I pissed on the toilet seat, and I wish I didn't piss on the toilet seat.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Piss, piss, piss on the toilet seat. Oh, he's on a poo on the toilet seat.
Yuck.
My name's Gavin, and I love to piss.
Hey, I don't go.
My name's Gavin and I love to piss.